我很高兴有很多弟兄姊妹好久没有看见的今天出现，太好了。我们今天呢在庆祝耶稣基督从死里复活，这是一个非常非常大的日子。
Friends, we welcome you this morning and we're excited to see a lot of old faces today. And today is Easter, it's a very important celebration service.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹记得哈，不要一年才只有礼拜一次。
And so we want to encourage you, friends. We hope that we don't just show up once a year to church.
请记得敬拜是基督徒非常重要的属灵生命成长的目的。
We want to remind you the importance of this gathering every Sunday as followers of Jesus.
所以我们真的是感谢主，我们今天也有十位弟兄姐妹要受洗。
And we also want to give thanks and glory to the Lord for bringing to 10 people today that will be baptized.
有三位现在在 Bronx.
There's three that's going to be baptized in a Bronx currently.
今天有七位，包括一个小孩子。
And so we have seven here today plus one child.
我们真的是感谢主。
We want to praise the Lord.
我要请问弟兄姊妹一件事情哈。
We want to ask everyone here one question.
你相信耶稣从死里复活吗？
Do you believe in the resurrection of Christ?
不好意思说不对不对。
It's not polite to say no, right?
我盼望我们真的是因为如果他是死的你就不要拜。
I hope you will really put that into heart because if he has not rose again, then we shouldn't be worshipping him.
因为我们从不拜死人。
Because we don't worship a dead God or dead person.
我们敬拜的是那一位又真又活的神。
We worship a God that's living and alive.
所以求主帮助让你去经历他那是最美最美的祝福。
So may the Lord help us as we recognize the greatest blessing of this all.
我今天要带我们回去最初第一次发生耶稣从死里复活这件事情。
So we want to, this morning we want to bring you back to the first eyewitness accounts of what happened with Christ's resurrection.
我们要去看诶是不是他们设计好的哈。我们来看一下是不是这个样子，因为有历史的证据。
So we want to see how accurate is their accounts.
所以请弟兄姊妹跟我们一起来读圣经。
So we want to gather and read the word of God this morning.
让我们今天一起来读路加福音。我稍微给我们介绍一下路加这本书是怎么来的。
So this morning we're going to be reading from Luke chapter 24, but before we begin, we want to kind of share you some background of how the Gospel of Luke was compiled.
路加他是一个非常出名的医生。
Luke was a very famous physician.
同时他也是一位传记文学的作者。
And he was also a great writer.
他圣经里面他没有注意哈。他有写两本书放在圣经里面。
There is about two books that's actually two books written in the New Testament.
第一本就是路加福音。
And the first one is the Gospel according to Luke.
因为他是第二代的基督徒。
Because he's a second generation follower of Jesus.
他呢听了第一代的人说很多很重要的事情。
And he heard the accounts of the first generation of followers of Jesus.
他自己本身是一个学者。
And he was learning.
他要好好到底这是真还假的。
And he wanted to know if this is really authentic, real or not.
他不知道拜访了多少人。
And he visited many, many eyewitness people to figure it out.
那一些人都是第一眼见过耶稣、听过耶稣讲道、看到耶稣行神迹的人。
And all these people have eyewitnessed, seen and experienced Jesus personally.
所以当他听到一个故事以后，他要求证说这是真的吗？
And so he's examining these stories according to and asking, is this true? Can it be true?
他是一个非常严谨的医生跟传记文学的作家。
And so he's a very, very keen examiner as a physician and a writer.
然后第二本书他写的是什么呢？
And the second book that he's writing, what is it?
就是使徒行传。
It's the book of Acts.
那是他自己本身亲身的经验。
And this is his eyewitness account personally.
他自己跟着保罗做传福音的工作。
And so he followed Apostle Paul in his missionary journeys.
他听到保罗的讲道。
And he hears Paul's preaching.
他亲眼看到保罗行神迹。
And he saw how Paul was transformed.
所以 他就把他的资料就记录下来。
And so he recorded and documented every action of Paul.
特别他记录保罗旅行布道的时候，特别在地中海一直做的很多传福音的工作。
And he sees the experience of all the evangelism that Paul was doing throughout his journeys.
所以呢，他记录了当时罗马帝国最标准的历史记录，就是地中海沿岸的海峡，还有那些不，那个沿海里面怎么行走。
And so he documented exactly what was going on in the trade routes of, and everything in the ancient Rome.
今天如果人要研究古代罗马帝国的航海史，使徒行传必须去读。
If anyone wants to examine how ancient Rome's traveling scenes look like, you would study the book of Acts.
特别是在地中海的航行。
Especially in the Mediterranean area.
所以弟兄姊妹，你可以看到我们今天要读的圣经是出自一个非常准确而且非常有历史价值甚至是一个学者他研究的结果的报告。
Friend, so the accounts that we're reading right now, we know it's very accurate because the writer and author was very, very keen on making sure of it.
我们今天呢要读的比较长一点，但是我想时间的关系我们就读短一点就好，那请弟兄姊妹你们有机会回去自己读。
Because of time, we're going to shorten the passage today, but we encourage us all to go back and read it.
但是我今天会讲他所说的很多见证在圣经里面。
But Pastor Chang is going to share the testimonies that is within the passage.
我们来读24章，路加福音24章，从第一节到第十二节就好。
So we're going to read Luke chapter 24, verse 1 to 12, and that's enough.
剩余的故事我等一下会用讲的哈。
And we'll share the story as we speak.
请弟兄姊妹我们先念中文，然后等一下有英文再等一下再一起念，可以吗？
We'll first read it in Chinese and then we'll read it in English.
好，路加福音第24章的第一节，我们一起来。七日的头一日，黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前，看见石头已经滚开了，他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。正在猜疑之间，忽然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光，妇女惊忙将脸伏于地。那两个人就对他们说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说，人子必须交在罪人的手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。他们就想起耶稣的话来，便从坟墓那里回去，把这一切事告诉十一个使徒和其余的人。那告诉使徒的就是抹大拉的玛利亚和约亚娜，并雅各的母亲玛利亚，还有与他们在一处的妇女。他们这些话使徒以为是胡言，就不相信。彼得起来跑到坟墓前，低头往里看，见细麻布独在一处回去了，心里稀奇所成的事。好，
Luke chapter 24, verse 1 to 12, when we read together, the word says this, But on the first day of the week at early dawn, they were in the tomb taking the spices and had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them, dazzling apparel.And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of the sinful men and be crucified on the third day rise? And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they have told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and the other women who were with them told these things to the apostles, but these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking, he saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened.
我们现在祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，帮助我们，我们在庆祝耶稣基督从死里复活的纪念日，我们真的愿意好好再一次思考耶稣基督从死里复活的情况。求主帮助我们，让我们打开我们的心，用灵来思考，用你给我们的智慧来明白你在那一天所发生的事情。求主教导我们，愿圣灵开启我们的心，让主你的荣耀帮助我们打开我们的心窍，让我们能够明白。谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And gracious Lord, as we come before you, Lord, as on this Resurrection Sunday, Lord, as we examine, Lord, the narratives of your resurrection moment, Lord, I pray, Lord, that each and every one of us will examine with the heart of the Spirit, Lord, within. And Lord, may we believe in the narrative fully and be affirming to know the Lord, you have risen. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们知道耶稣基督早上在礼拜五被钉十字架。
And we know in the morning on Friday, Christ was crucified.
你知道在耶稣被钉十字架之前，那一些罗马兵丁为了帮助耶稣被钉十字架的时候不会那么痛。
And do you know that in that moment before Christ was crucified, the Roman soldiers wanted to make sure that it wasn't as painful.
所以呢，他们做了一件事情，是对他们来讲是好事。
So they did something that in their mindset is a blessing for them.
就是他们用鞭子从把这个罪把这个要钉十字架的人用鞭子抽。
So what they would do is they would beat the one being crucified and scourge them.
让他全身都在痛。
So that they will already be in pain.
而且耶稣基督当时的鞭子是怎么样呢？鞭子是用那个马皮鞭子，然后呢前面每一条线上面的都有钉子钩。
And so what they would use as a whip is a horse mane tied with nails all over.
然后每抽一下子就把肉都全部勾出来。
So every time it hits the person, it will cut their flesh open.
耶稣从头到脚，那个皮肤大概被打烂。
From head to toe, Christ's body was scourged.
然后扛着十字架到要钉十字架的地方去。
And he carried the cross to the place where he would be crucified.
当耶稣被钉的时候，都神志还非常清醒。
And so when Christ was being crucified, he was still very sober in conscience.
跟他同钉的有两个死囚，一个钉在左边，一个钉在右边。
And of course, as he was crucified, there was also two thieves next to him being crucified.
通常呢，如果年轻人被钉十字架的时候，不会马上死掉。
And normally, as a young person, if you have been crucified, you wouldn't die right away.
那个很强壮的人甚至可以延续三天四天才死掉。
It's normally 3 to 4 days that you would die from.
但是耶稣基督他已经够被打得够辛苦了。
And so we know how badly Christ was beaten that day.
所以耶稣从早上被钉十字架，然后中午的时候突然间昏天地暗。
And so he was crucified in the morning, and in the afternoon, the clouds darkened the skies.
然后耶稣基督大喊说：“阿爸父神，你怎么不要我了？你怎么跟我分开了？”
And so in that moment, Christ cried out to the Father and says, "Abba, Father, why have you forsaken me?"
因为那个时候刚好是中午，应该最亮的时候，突然间昏天地暗。
Because this is around in the afternoon, it should be the brightest moment of the day, but it was somehow randomly darkened.
因为那个时候，阿爸父神心痛，而且他不看他的儿子。
It's because in that moment, the father's heart was in pain and he had to look away.
你知道为什么阿爸父神不看他的儿子？
Do you know why the father couldn't see the son?
因为他那个时候承担了世界上所有的人，从亚当开始。第一个人到最后一个人的出生，所有的罪都在耶稣的身上。
Because in that moment, since Adam all the way to the person recently, all the sin was bared upon Jesus in that moment.
所以耶稣当时是将全世界所有的罪都扛在他身上。
So Jesus was bearing all of the weight of sin of the world on his shoulders.
所以阿爸父神在那个时候不看这个儿子。
So because in that moment, that's why in that moment the father could not see the son.
有两个理由，一个就是阿爸父神心痛。
So there's two reasons. First one is because his heart was broken.
因为他的儿子为了承担人的罪，他死在十字架上大声的哀嚎。
Because just for the sake of humanity, his son had to die for this.
第二个理由就是，那个时候耶稣成为罪人，承担了你的罪跟我的罪。
And the second reason is because Christ bore our sins and became the curse for us, our sake.
他成为我们在神的面前承担的所有的咒诅跟咒骂。
And he carried the curse and penalty of everything on his shoulders.
大概到下午三点钟左右。
And about in the afternoon, three o'clock.
耶稣看到天清晴了。
And Christ saw the sky opening.
阿爸父神已经悦纳了他的儿子成为我们的祭物，为我们承担的罪，阿爸父神接受了。
And the Father had, in that moment has received Christ to be our pardon and sacrifice.
所以天就开了。
And so therefore the sky opened.
耶稣突然间讲一句话说我渴了。
And that, in that moment Jesus says, I'm thirsty.
所以他吃了一口那个什么呢辣的东西，或者是让他啊醋啊生了醋，然后耶稣最后讲了一句话，最后一句话他在十字架上用讲的这句话，最后一句话他说成了。
And so in that moment, the Roman soldiers put a sponge of sour wine onto him.And he took it and he said his last words. There were 7 words that Christ said on the crucifixion, and the last words was, it is finished.
然后他说，阿爸父，我的灵魂交在你的手中。
And then he said, into your hands I commit my spirit.
他就断气了。
And then he breathed his last breath.
当时有两个人。
And in that moment there was 2 people.
是当时的议会里面70个的当中的两个人。
And there were 2 people in the Sanhedrin.
第一位叫做亚利马太，他住在亚利马太的约瑟。
And the first one, his name is Joseph of Arimathai.
他是暗地里跟着耶稣的人。
And he was quietly following Jesus.
还有另外一位就是尼哥德慕。
And the second one was Nicodemus.
他们两个人去见比拉多这位总督。
And those two came to see Pilate.
他说请你把耶稣的身体给我。
And they asked, please, can you give us the body of Christ, of Jesus?
你知道那一些尸体哈是什么呢？是在罗马帝国当中是没有用的，他们都会要丢在荒山野外，让野狗、让野兽吃的。
Because after crucifixion, there's no use for the body, so Romans would just throw them into the wilderness for the wild beasts to consume.
所以耶稣的身体要特别被带走。
And so uniquely, they were asking for Christ's body to be taken.
当耶稣的身体从十字架拿下来以后，
And as his body was laid out off the cross,
你知道那个往返时间已经不多了。
And you know the timing of sundown is coming close.
为什么呢？因为犹太人很严守的安息日是从礼拜五下午大概六点钟左右。或者五点钟左右就开始他们的安息日。
Because sun was coming down and Shabbat was starting, and Shabbat usually starts around 5, around 6 when the sun is going down.
所以呢那个时候所有犹太人什么事情都不能做。
And so after, when Shabbat starts, there is no work allowed.
所以当耶稣的身体被拿下来以后，
So when Christ's body was taken down,
他们没有时间给耶稣做任何的帮助。
So they had no time to give Christ a proper burial.
他们是用了一点很长的布哈，就把耶稣包起来。
So they just wrapped Christ's body in cloth.
然后赶快送到他们那个亚利马太的约瑟，他自己挖了一个坟墓，不是挖了一个石洞哈。他们这边的埋葬很像跟我们不一样，他们没有棺木，他们把人包起来以后就放在坟墓里面，那个坟墓是用石头凿成的。
And so they rushed the body into Yusuf Amtai's tomb, which isn't like what we normally have a grave site, but a hole cut in the mountain with a stone covering.
所以他们放在那边以后，把用石头把它放在外面挡住。他们葬礼就结束了。
And so they just put Christ's body into this tomb and then rolled the stone and that was it. That was done.
所以弟兄姊妹，耶稣基本上是没有经过埋葬，就是很快的，就是把它弄到里面去。
So therefore, Jesus never had a proper burial. It was just really quickly rushed and just body was thrown in the tomb.
而且呢，那一些把耶稣控告、钉死耶稣的那一些宗教人士，他们说，我们听说这个家伙曾经说过他会从死里复活。
And then of course the religious people have heard that, they have heard this person say that he would be resurrected or come back to life.
很有意思哈，那些耶稣的仇敌把耶稣的话记得很清楚。
And it's kind of funny because those who really didn't like Jesus, they remembered his words very well.
而耶稣的门徒听过好几次都竟然忘记了。
But then when Jesus' own disciples hear his words, they don't remember at all.
这很奇怪哈。
Such an odd occurrence.
所以耶稣的仇敌告诉比拉多这个总督说，嘿，听说这个人说会从此你复活，那个门要那个石头要封住哦。
So the religious leaders, the opposition of Christ, they went to Pilate and said, you need to guard the tomb. You gotta cover it.
所以还打贴上封条。
And so they sealed it.
还有呢，派军兵就没看守。
And they had guards at guard.
他们说耶稣的门徒会把他耶稣的身体偷走了，又说哇，他从死里复活了。
Because they claimed that his disciples would go and steal the body and proclaim that he's alive.
那耶稣的门徒当时怎么样？
And so what are the disciples doing in this moment?
这些男人真的没有用。
These men really are useless.
真的很糟糕的那臭男人。
They're just really dumb and smelly people.
耶稣的门徒一个自杀了，对不对？
Yeah, one of them, they commit suicide.
另外十个就躲在房间不敢出来。
And the other 11, they were hiding in a room, not willing to come out.
而这一群爱耶稣的姐妹们。
But then the women who really love Jesus.
他们在安息日过以后，
They wait till Shabbat was over.
他们心里面着急，他们心里说，他们很难过，说耶稣死的时候没有好好埋葬。
They were grieving in their heart because they realized Jesus was never given a proper burial.
他们说，耶稣死的那么惨，身体被打烂的，他身体所有的伤，我们都没有给他裹药，而且呢，脏兮兮的，就拿一块裹尸布把他丢在里面。这些姐妹们心里难过，哭啊。
These women are weeping and grieving because as they think about their dead Lord, he was beaten, scourged, and there was no proper burial, no ointment for the wounds, just quickly wrapped and thrown in a tomb.
所以他们说，安息日过后，我们拿香料去给耶稣重新埋葬。
So they decided that after Shabbat was over, that they would grab all the materials and go and give Jesus a proper burial.
第一个，他们必须要耶稣的身体重新洗。
And the first thing they were going to do is wash the body.
然后呢，给他抹药，抹那个抹药。
And then they would put oil over.
然后呢，用胶布哈，不是用布，用布哈，一个像木乃伊一样。把他全身绑起来，那是他们的埋葬的方式。
And then they would properly wrap the body.
你知道这一群妇女哈，三四个带着这些香料，在清晨，安息日已经过去了，他们在这些香料要去坟墓给耶稣埋葬，给耶稣做整理的工作。
And so as you can see, these couple of women, 3 to 4, they carried all this material walking towards the gravesite.
结果当他们还在路上讲说，那我们去谁帮我们把那个石头拿开啊？
And they were on the way, they were debating, how are they going to move the stone?
还有里面，外面有卫兵在看守怎么办啊？
And also there are guards that are guarding the tomb, what should we do?
他们在想说，大概不知道怎么办的时候，到坟墓了。
And as they were thinking and planning there and had no clue, they showed up at the tomb.
结果呢，他们发现那个石头滚开了，那些卫兵都跑光了。
And they were surprised to see that the stone was rolled away, the guards were gone.
他们吓坏了。
And they were frightened.
他说，耶稣跑到哪里去了？
They were asking, where is Jesus?
你知道人在悲痛当中已经忘记耶稣讲过什么话。
You know, in the moment of grievous, they all forgot what Jesus said.
所以他们进去看，没有人。结果突然间有两个天使站在他们旁边。
So they were looking around, they couldn't find anybody, and then out of nowhere, they saw two angels up front.
然后天使告诉他们说，你们怎么在死人当中找活人呢？耶稣已经按照他所说的，已经从死里复活了。
And so the angel that asks, like, why are you looking for the living among the dead? Christ is risen, as he says.
告诉他的门徒，耶稣盼望以后在加利利可以跟他们见面。
And they told them to go and see the disciples and tell them to go to Galilee and they'll see Jesus there.
我在这里让你们还原当时的故事，当时的情形。当时有一位耶稣非常非常祝福的一个女圣徒，叫做抹大拉的玛利亚。
So we want to talk about the context of what's going on in the scene, and we want to talk about this one woman. Her name is Mary of Magdala.
她呢，她自己不放心，她去告诉门徒以后，她又跑回来。
Her herself, she wasn't very convinced. So she, after telling the disciples, she went back to the tomb.
她就在旁边哭啊。
And she was there crying.
那突然间后面有一个人叫她玛利亚。
And out of nowhere behind her, someone was calling her name, Maria, Mary.
然后这个抹大拉的玛利亚，她以前身上曾经有七个鬼，耶稣把她赶出去以后，成为一个非常好的基督徒。
And she, Mary of Magdala, she was demonized with seven spirits, and she was delivered by Jesus, and she became a great follower.
你知道玛利亚，这个。抹大拉的玛利亚，她呢，大概可以在耶稣的门徒当中，她可以说她的位分哈、啊，等于弟兄的那个彼得的那个位分。
So the amount of level of where she was at, you can compare Mary Magdalene compared to Peter.
所以耶稣非常看重这个女人。
And so Jesus really, really, really see her.
然后他看到玛利亚在那边哭，然后后面有一个声音叫说：“玛利亚。”
So while she was weeping by the graveside, she heard a voice calling Mary.
然后玛利亚还以为是园丁啊，说：“先生，你把我的老师的尸体放在哪里？拜托你告诉我，不去把他找回来好吗？”
And in that moment, she thought he was a groundskeeper, and so she said, "Sir, they have taken my Lord. Can you tell me where you moved the body so I can retrieve it?"
耶稣说：“玛利亚。”
So Jesus said, "Mary."
哎，听到我是耶稣的声音，转过来，哇，高兴的不得，就把耶稣抱住。
And out of nowhere, when she heard his voice, she ran to Jesus.
你可以想象那种惊喜。
You can see the excitement in that moment, Randall.
所以当时，玛利亚就跪在耶稣的面前，抓住他说不要让你走的那个样子。
And Mary grabbed onto Jesus as if she doesn't want to let him go.
耶稣跟他讲说不要拉着我。
And Jesus says, "Don't hold me."
他说，我还没有上去见阿爸父神。
He said, "I haven't ascended to the Father yet."
我去见阿爸父神，就是你们的父，我会再来跟你们在一起。
He's saying that I will be with you once again in the future.
请你弟兄姊妹，请你注意一件很重要的事情的。耶稣从死里复活以后，那个复活的身体，弟兄姊妹，请你注意，有一天你离开这个世界以后，保罗告诉我们说，耶稣如何。他的身体怎么样？将来我们这一群在耶稣基督里面从死里复活的，也跟他一样。
We want to give you a great reminder of this time of Christ's resurrection. As Paul shared in his letters, he says that just as Christ was resurrected, we would be resurrected in the same manner.
你知道当时他说他要回天上见阿爸父神有没有
？And in that moment, did Christ say that he has to go up and see the Father?
然后不久在下午。他就跟他的门徒开始见面了。
And then in that afternoon, he started seeing his disciples.
因为耶稣从死里复活以后，他的身体是变成属灵的体。第一个，没有时间的控制；第二个，没有空间的控制。
And so as you realize that his body has, as in the resurrection, has become divine, so you realize he is not bounded by time and space.
所以耶稣上去见阿爸父神。说巴夫人我回来了，然后就赶快下来。
And so Christ go up to see the Father and then comes straight back down on earth.
而且同时耶稣可以出现在不同的地方。
And Christ could reveal himself in multiple places at once.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一件非常奇妙的事情。
And so this is a very, very interesting.
然后他告诉玛利亚说，去。告诉我的门徒，我真的复活了。
And so he told Mary to go and tell the disciples.
你知道那天下午
，And you know in that afternoon，
复活节的那天下午
，Easter's afternoon，
有两个耶稣的门徒
There were two disciples of Jesus.
其中一个人的名字叫做格留巴。
And one of the person's names was, I forgot his name.
Cleopas,
right? Yeah, Cleopas.
他呢听说他是谁呢是约瑟的弟弟。所以换一句话说他是谁呢从肉体上来讲约瑟是耶稣基督的养父哈。那如果是这样的话这格留巴应该是耶稣的叔叔。
So,
他是跟随耶稣的人。
Tradition shares that Cleopas was Joseph's younger brother. And so if you think about this, this meant that Cleopas could be Jesus' uncle.
那个格留巴跟一个耶稣的门徒不知道是谁哈。两个人要回他们的老家叫做以马忤斯。
And so Cleopas and another disciple unnamed, they were going back home to Emmaus.
那个以马忤斯离耶路撒冷11公里。
And so Emmaus to Jerusalem is about 7 miles.
No, 11 miles. But in kilometer is 11.
Okay, 11 miles.
Not 11 kilometer.
11 kilometers, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
11公里那是英语、欸、那个大概 7英里了哈。那这两个人呢说耶稣死了我的盼望没了回老家去吧。
And so these two, they recognize Christ is dead, so the hope is gone, so let's go home.
Yeah, 突然间耶稣走在他们中间跟他们讲话。
And out of nowhere, Jesus revealed himself and started talking to them.
你知道请问11公里要走多久
So think about it, how long is 7 miles of walk?
大概至少两个钟头到三个钟头了。
So it's about 2 to 3 hours.
你知道吗他们在走路的时候耶稣跟他们讲话他们竟然不知道是耶稣。
And as they were talking, they had no clue that that was Jesus they were talking to.
如果是你你会说怎么可能
So when we're thinking in our heads, in our logical brains, we say, how could that be possible?
弟兄姊妹如果你的头脑里面没有想纵使那个人站在你旁边你也认不出来。
Because if you're not really thinking in that moment, you wouldn't know who's next to you.
我跟你们讲一个很简单的故事。
So Pastor Chang is going to share a very short story.
有一个牧师叫 John Maxwell。
Pastor Chang wants to share a story of a preacher named John Maxwell.
他呢他很有意思他讲了他自己的经验。
And so he was sharing a story of himself.
他跟他太太有一天讲说我们要买一部新车。
And he says that him and his wife, they decided that they were going to buy a new car.
然后他告诉他太太说这一次你来选色颜色。
And so he said to his wife, this time I want you to pick the color.
所以他们两个讨论结果说我们最好是选红色的红色的车子比较少。
And they were thinking and saying, maybe we should pick a red car because there's very little red cars.
他们就说好啊就去买。
And so they said, okay, and they went to buy this car.
结果买了那一部红色的车子开回来的时候啊。
And so after they bought this car and drove it home,
结果发现到处都是红色的车。
And then they realized everywhere they go, there was red cars.
所以我们的印象啊常常是不正确的。
So a lot of times in our view, in our perspective, it's very, very skewed.
耶稣跟他们讲了一大堆而且跟他们讲旧约圣经的预言然后一直教到耶稣要从死里复活的事情。
Jesus talked to them so much on that walk, all the way from Old Testament, all the way to his death and resurrection.
结果他们还一头雾水。
And they had no clue of anything.
直到他们到家了。
Until they arrived at home.
耶稣好像还要继续往前走。
And it's like as if Jesus had to continue moving.
然后这两个人很好啊，他说，请你跟我们今天晚上住在一起，太晚了。你住了一天，明天再走。
But these two disciples said to Jesus, it's getting late, you should stay with us and then go tomorrow.
结果他们坐下来吃饭的时候。
And as they were eating dinner that time.
耶稣拿饼拨开了。
And Jesus blessed the bread and opened
broken. 他们看到那个样式，还有那个不是电灯啊，是什么呢？那个蜡烛的灯啊，诶还有看到手上的金子，他，这个不是主耶稣吗
？And then they saw in the dim lighting in that moment, they saw the marks in his hand and said, "Isn't this Christ?"
结果耶稣突然间不见。
And out of nowhere, Jesus disappeared.
哇，他们心火热的不得了。
And wow, they were so stirred up because of the scene they just saw.
他们也不会饿了。
And they weren't hungry.
他们也不会口渴那个什么的干了。
And they weren't even that pause or anything.
高兴得不得了，跳起来。
They were so excited that they just got up.
走回去。
And they ran back to Jerusalem.
回耶路撒冷。
Yes.
你知道，当他们到耶路撒冷的时候，他们当时的耶稣是一个门徒啊。这些男人呢没有用，就男人在女人在外面跑，男人跑在房间里面躲着不敢出来。
And can you believe when they went to Jerusalem, the women were moving around, but the men stayed in the room, 11 of them.
他们怕说哇，罗马兵丁不知道为什么时候会来抓我们。
But they're so afraid of the Roman military that they would come and pick them up.
耶稣的门那个这些妇女们告诉他们说，耶稣从死里复活，没人敢出来。
Yeah, when the women came and told that Christ has risen, they no one was willing to come out.
在早上，他们告诉耶稣的门徒说，有两个跑去看。
And in the morning when they told, only two of them went out.
第一个是彼得，第二个是约翰。
The first one is Peter, and the second one is John.
跑去坟墓看。
They ran really fast to the tomb.
我看那坟墓空空的。
And they saw an empty tomb.
然后约翰说啊，我信了，但我信还没有看到耶稣呢。
And Jesus, and John said, I believe, but of course he didn't see Jesus.
所以那天晚上，这两个人回来的时候说，哇，我们亲眼见到耶稣，跟我们讲了两个多钟头的话，而且呢，我们看他从死里复活，跟我们一起吃饭等等。
And so these two disciples, when they ran back from Emmaus, and they were so excited sharing, they saw Jesus, they shared a meal, they had this conversation about the gospel.
那其他的十一个门徒不太信。
But none of the disciples believed.
你怎么我没有看到，只你看到？
And so they're frustrated. So how come you saw Jesus, we didn't see Jesus?
当他们还在谈话的时候，
and in the middle as they were still in conversation,
门锁着，
doors were closed and locked.
耶稣出现在他们当中，
Jesus appeared in the midst of them.
说愿你们平安，
and he said, peace be with you.
你知道门徒说有鬼啊，
and you know the disciples thought it was a ghost.
耶稣是我不是鬼，
and Jesus was convincing them, I'm not a ghost, it's me.
你如果读我们刚才所读的24章怎么说呢？你知道那个路加本身是医生哈，他对这些事情写得很清楚。他说呢，他说门徒吓得不得了，耶稣说是我，不是鬼魂。因为鬼魂，请你们记得，我不知道你们当中有没有谁看过鬼魂？没有看过哈。我告诉你哈，鬼魂没有身体，而且只有一半而已。你没有看到，没有看到，看了，我没有看过了。但是我告诉你啊，告诉你，有两个人，我很相信的人看见过。
So if you look in the narrative of Luke, you realize how the physician Luke documents this accurately, and he shares that when Jesus appeared, they thought he was a ghost, and Jesus had to calm them down and tell them there's not a ghost. And so Pastor Chang asks, like, how do you know? Well, you have to recognize something. Ghosts have no flesh.Right? And they're not in full, right? Pastor Chang says, you know, I had never seen it, but he has heard stories of skull sightings.
有一次在斯克兰有一位弟兄一位姐妹他过世了。
So Pastor Chang wants to share a story when he was in Staten Island. There was two members, one brother, one sister, and one of them passed away.
那位姐妹呢我在医院看他的时候他在急诊结果在急诊当中过世。
And the sister, she passed away.
然后我叫他的丈夫来然后我们两个人就在他的尸体旁边为他祷告。
And Pastor Chang invited the brother and to pray over the body.
然后呢我们就回家了。
And then they went home.
我回家以后呢那个时候大概半夜一两点钟了。
And when they went home, it was about 2 to 3 in the morning.
师母还没有睡。
And Ms. Chang wasn't in bed yet.
然后师母问我说那位姐妹现在怎么样
?And Ms. Chang asked Pastor Chang, how's the sister doing?
我说那姐妹回家了。
And Pastor Chang said the sister went home.
我说哦师母说哦那么快回家了。我说不是是回天家了。
And so Ms. Chang was like, oh, that's convenient, like already, and Pastor Chang said no, she went to heaven the other
day. 所以我就跟师母一起祷告然后我们就睡了。
And the two of them prayed together and then went to bed.
你知道我睡了师母呢就看见那位姐妹跟着我回来。
And as Pastor Chang was sleeping, Ms. Chang saw the sister's spirit following Pastor Chang home.
那个姐妹呢师母跟我讲说那个姐妹站在她的面前跟她讲说师母 我什么都好了。
And Ms. Chang was sharing that the sister came to Ms. Chang and said, Ms. Chang, everything is good.
然后她说耶稣基督要带我回家。
And she also said, Jesus is taking me home.
但是她说在急救的时候呢，我连机会没有办法跟牧师讲话，没有跟任何人讲话，所以她先跟牧师，跟师母讲说，我走了，你向大家说再见。
Because when she passed, she didn't have time to tell anybody. She wanted to tell Ms. Chang to tell everybody that it's her time and she's going with Jesus.
那我问师母说，那个灵魂是什么样子啊？
And so Pastor Chang asked Ms. Chang, how did the ghost look like?
就看到上半身。
And Ms. Chang only saw the half the body.
没有脚。
There was no feet.
是灵魂啊。
It's a spirit.
所以你有没有看到耶稣怎么样子告诉他的门徒？他说是我，你看我有手，我有脚，你们看。
So you realize how Jesus is trying to prove that he's in the flesh, because he's like, look at my hands, look at my feet.
然后耶稣还问说，你们当中有没有吃的？
And Jesus also asked, does anyone have something to eat?
不是耶稣肚子饿了。
It's not because Jesus was hungry.
因为耶稣要证明说我是真正活着的。
Because Jesus is trying to prove that he is alive, true.
所以他们刚好煮了一些烤鱼哈，就拿一个是一烤鱼片给耶稣。
And luckily they had fish along, so they gave a piece of fish to Jesus.
然后交给耶稣。
And as they gave it to Jesus,
耶稣拿着就吃了。
And Jesus ate it.
在证明是我是可以吃东西的。
And it's to prove that he could eat.
所以你有没有发现这是一件非常奇妙的事情？
So do you realize how interesting this scene is?
而且耶稣在那里告诉他的门徒说，你们怎么不信呢？
And also in that moment, he's asking his disciples, why wouldn't you believe?
然后耶稣给他们祝福说，你们领受圣灵吧。
And so in that moment, he blessed them and said, receive the Spirit.
你知道那个意思是什么呢？愿圣灵进入你们生命里面，坚固你们的信心，让你们的生命跟信仰结合在一起。
You understand what that reason is? It's because Jesus is saying, take the Spirit so that the Spirit will guide you and convict you and put your life and your spirit together as one.
那是耶稣基督给他的门徒让圣灵内住在他们生命里面，让他们有坚强的心，不再惧怕。
And so Jesus wanted to give them the Spirit to live with them so that they would no longer be afraid and they would believe.
从那个时候开始，耶稣的门徒就敢出来了。
And it's in that moment that the disciples were willing to go out.
你知道，从这件事情以后，耶稣大概有40天的时间。
And do you know that after the story, Jesus was around for 40 days on earth.
常常出现跟门徒在一起。
And commonly appeared around the disciples.
那不是一天两天，或者是只有一个人看到。
It's not just one day, two days, or just one person at a time.
保罗在哥林多前书第11章说什么呢？
And in Paul's letter to the Corinth, he shares in chapter 11.
He say, 他耶稣说什么呢？说耶稣从死里复活以后，给谁看见？给谁看见？给谁看见
？And Paul was giving a recognition of who Jesus saw those days.
你知道，耶稣当时最关心的就是他的几个弟弟。
Especially Jesus was most concerned about his brother.
你相不相信耶稣？他出来传福音，很多人跟着耶稣，很多人相信耶稣，唯独耶稣的弟弟不信。
You know, when Jesus was starting to do his ministry, everybody followed except for James.
所以我告诉你哈，如果你家里面有人不信哈，耶稣知道。
So we just want to encourage you to realize if there's someone in your household that don't believe, Jesus sees.
所以不要失望。
So don't lose hope.
连耶稣自己的亲弟弟都不信他。
Because his own brother didn't believe him.
你知道耶稣的弟弟有一个叫 James, 一个叫做那个 犹大哈。那个犹大不是卖耶稣的犹大，耶稣的亲弟弟是玛利亚生的，但是不是，他们都是玛利亚跟那个约瑟生的孩子了。有至少有三个弟弟，还有几个姐妹啊，他们竟然不相信耶稣是上帝的儿子，是弥赛亚。
As you know, in Jesus' family, Mary and Joseph, they had at least three sons. Two of them we know by name.James and Jude, and probably a few more sisters, but none of them in the household believed that he was the Messiah.
直到耶稣从死里复活以后，耶稣去找他的弟弟， 雅各。
Until Christ was resurrected and he went to see his brother James.
还有犹大。
And Jude.
当然我相信耶稣也对他的姐妹妹们彰显。
And of course I'm sure that he went also to his siblings, his sisters.
在后来他的全家跟随使徒都成为非常好的基督徒。
And his whole family became very, very important to people in the movement with the apostles.
因为他们看到这一位耶稣他们的他们叫做什么 biological brother, 就是什么呢一半的借着跟玛利亚是同一个母亲生的他们相信他们的哥哥乃是那一位道成肉身神的儿子。
Because when Jesus came and seen them after the resurrection, they recognized that their brother, their half-brother, is really the Messiah.
所以弟兄姊妹很有意思，你看到这些事情以后，我在这里会告诉我们诸位，当时的耶稣的门徒不是像我们所想象的，哇，耶稣死了出来，哇，耶稣是真的，他从死里复活，每一个吓死了，都躲在房间里面的。
So we want to encourage you from these scenes, you realize that when the disciples, they weren't like supercharged and empowered right away. They were frightened in the beginning.
所以但是等到耶稣基督从死里复活以后
But then when Christ was resurrected,
他们生命不一样
their life was completely changed.
耶稣告诉他们说你们耶稣后来40天以后就在那个橄榄山耶稣最后一次跟他的门徒在一起告诉他们在橄榄山要跟他们相见。
And as Christ was going to leave after 40 days, they met on the mount and shared.
圣经里面没有告诉我们是那一次有多少人。
We don't know how many people were there on the mount with him.
但是保罗记载了一件的这件事情就是有一次耶稣跟他的门徒在一起的时候有500多个男人亲眼看见耶稣。
We don't know how many were there, but Paul's noted that there was about 500 men that saw it.
那如果加上姐妹，可能上千人都看到耶稣。
And if you include women, it could be over 1,000 or 3,000.
所以你如果有一千人看到耶稣哈，你说耶稣是什么？是鬼魂在那边飘来飘去，没有人会相信。
So you think about it, if you have thousands of people seeing Jesus in the flesh, how could we say that he's a ghost?
所以到时间到的时候耶稣基督怎么样了 ?40 天以后耶稣在跟他的门徒在橄榄山见面。
And so the final meeting on that mount after 40 days.
耶稣告诉他们说你们回耶路撒冷在耶路撒冷等候我。等候什么呢祷告等候。因为圣灵不久我回去见阿爸父神的时候我要求阿爸父神差派圣灵降在你们身上。
And Jesus told them to go back to Jerusalem because as I go up and ascend to the heaven, I'm going to ask the Father to bring the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在过40天以后我们要庆祝一个节日叫做圣灵降临节。
So after 40 days after this, we're going to celebrate another Sunday called Pentecost Sunday.
就是耶稣基督应许他的门徒要领受圣灵被圣灵充满。
Because that was the day of the promise that Jesus said that I would bring the Holy Spirit within you.
所以耶稣的门徒看到耶稣升天的时候他们吓坏了。
So when they saw Jesus ascending to heaven, they're frightened again.
你可以想象大家
They just stared pointlessly in the sky seeing the scene happen.
然后看到耶稣坐着云就上升到天上去以后呢看不见了。
Out of nowhere, Jesus disappeared in the clouds.
然后他们还在看
And now they're still looking above the clouds or trying to look.
突然间有两个天使站在他们旁边说加利利人啊你们在看什么
And there were, out of nowhere, two angels appeared and said, Galileans, what are you looking at?
你知道加利利人当时的意思就是说傻瓜你在看什么
You know, Galilean wasn't a nice term. It's almost like an idiot.
然后天使讲了一句非常出名的话那一位耶稣怎么样上去也要怎么样下来。
And one of the angels gave this powerful message. The way that you see Christ ascend, he will descend one day. The same way.
所以请你记得这句话。
So、just
耶稣会再来。
Christ will return.
你知道他再来第一个地点他要站在哪里。
And the first place that he would reveal himself will be where?
就站在橄榄山上。
On the same mount.
而且你知不知道旧约圣经里面有一个先知叫做撒加利亚
And do you know in the Old Testament there's a prophet named Zechariah?
他在最后一章他说 末世的时候，耶和华神要回来站在谁？站在橄榄山上。
Zechariah prophesies that when the end comes, the Son of Man will come down the same way on that mount.
所以他怎么上去，他怎么下来？而且很有意思，就是耶稣再来的时候，他要接受所有相信他的人跟他一起走。
And so one day Christ is going to return, and on that day when he returns, he's going to take all those who believe in him, and they will ascend together.
我让你们记得，我刚才说撒加利亚在第几章，让你们记得哈，请你们看最后一章14章的第四节。
We want to look at Zechariah chapter 4 verse 14.
Chapter 14 verse 4. 你们把这一节记下来。那里说什么？那日他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上。有没有注意看到？旧约圣经，请你记得旧约圣经哈。撒加利亚这位先知，他早耶稣400年。撒加利亚预言耶稣第一次来的时候，骑着驴进耶路撒冷。然后撒加利亚的最后三章预言耶稣基督在世界末日的时候再来，要发动很大的战争，跟魔鬼做最后的征战。
In Zechariah 14 verse 4 it says, On that day his feet shall stand on the Mount of Olives that lies before Jerusalem on the east. The Mount of Olives shall be split two from east and west, a very, very wide valley, so that one half of the mount shall be northward and other half southward. As you realize, when Christ returns on that mount that day at the end, it's going to be a huge conflict with the spiritual realms of the enemy.
So, 弟兄姊妹我们讲那么多话，只要告诉你一件很重要的事情。
So out of all the words that we say, we just want to encourage you with one thing.
我们的耶稣基督真的从死里复活了。
Christ has really risen.
而且他现在在全宇宙当中掌王权。
And he is the king of everything right now.
而且我觉得最感动的一件事情就是，在约翰福音第14章，耶稣给他的门徒一个非常大的保证。
And one of the most touching things about this whole thing is in John chapter 14, Jesus gave them the greatest promise.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣从死里复活了，对不对？他升天了。然后我们刚才提到耶稣会降临，对不对？在世界末日的时候，那中间几千年了，耶稣在做什么？
Friends, we want to think about this. Christ ascended into heaven, and one day we know that he would come back and descend the same way. And so in the gap, what is going on? What is Jesus doing?
耶稣非常忙的哦。
Christ was really, really, he knows what he's doing.
他掌管整个宇宙。
He's ruler of this whole world.
他还答应我们一件事情。
And he's giving us one command, one thing to do.
他说，凡是我所爱的。
He said to love those I love.
当他们离开这个世界的时候
，And when they leave this world，
我亲自来接他们。
I'm going to come for you。
你知道，我每次想到这件事情啊，我心里面会产生极大的敬畏。
As Pastor Chen thinks about this narrative where he's preparing a place in eternity，
他掌管整个宇宙。他对他所爱的每一位离开这个世界的时候，他亲自来接他。
That he personally would come down when our time is come to receive us.
你会说怎么可能？
And we could say, how could this be?
是可能，因为他是神。
And it's true because why he is God.
因为他无所不能，无所不知，无所不在。
Because he is timeless and boundless.
所以弟兄姊妹，请你记得哈。我好像在不久以前跟你们讲，我一个非常尊敬的牧师，他今年98岁，他在上个月过世。他过世前告诉他的女儿说， 耶稣告诉我说，再过两个礼拜天，早上七点钟，他要来带我回去。你知道吗？在那个时间，真的耶稣把他接走了。
Pastor Chance often shared a story of this pastor. He's 98 years old. And 3 months ago, he passed away.
No, last month.
Last month. Last month, he passed away. And before he passed, he told his daughter, two Sundays later, Jesus is coming back for me. 7 in the morning, he's going to take me. And he did.
So, 弟兄姊妹，我做牧师比我们弟兄姊妹有一个好处了，有一个特权的不是好处了。
Pastor Chang sharing that as a pastor, we're blessed with one interesting thing.
我不要送走了上百个弟兄姐妹回天家。
He has conducted over 300 funeral services to bring our brothers and sisters home.
但是我可以告诉我们诸位，我知道这个人是不是耶稣接走的。
But he knows if this person is received by Christ or not.
所以我在这里告诉我们诸位，耶稣基督从死里复活，对你多重要，对我多重要。
So we want to realize and help you recognize how important it is for Christ to be resurrected.
所以相信耶稣基督在他的爱里面成为他所爱的，那是多么幸福的一件事情。
So recognize how important it is to be his beloved of Christ.
所以我今天很重要的信息就是告诉我们诸位，耶稣基督从死里复活，跟你跟我有绝对的关系。
So our greatest importance of this whole homily is the fact is the importance of the relationship between Christ and us.
而在我们当我们今天每天在活着的时候，请你不要忘记，耶稣基督他的灵常常跟我们同在。
So may we never forget as we live day to day that His Spirit is within us, living with us.
圣灵就住在相信他的人的心里。
The Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, is living within the believers of Christ.
所以求主帮助我们，让我们跟神那么亲近的时候，不要乱走，不要乱跑，不要离开。
So when our connection and intimacy with God is so close, don't run away.
Don't run for yourself.Don't live only for yourself alone. You know that you belong to Him. That's very important. 所以我求主帮助我们弟兄姊妹，让我们每一位在耶稣基督爱里面都是他所爱的。
So may we be in His love and His beloved.
我在这里要讲那个莉莉姐在这里啊。
We want to share a story of Sister Lily.
她最爱的弟兄也是我们教会一位非常棒的同工。
Her beloved brother, in this church is also a very, 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 very helpful, server of the Lord in this church.
他得到那个胰脏癌过世了。
He passed away from,
it's a kind of what a key? Pancreas.
Pancreatic cancer.
你知道他最后要走之前的有一点紧张，在等候耶稣来接他。
You know, in his last moments, he was a little nervous waiting for Jesus to take him home.
但是很有意思的是，突然间呢，他整个人就安静下来了。
But out of nowhere, his anxiety calmed down.
然后微笑一笑，他就走了。
And then he smiled a little bit, and then he went.
你知道什么原因吗？
Do you know why?
他在等主耶稣。
He was waiting for Jesus.
当他看到耶稣的时候，脸面就笑了，然后就很平静的走。
And as he saw the face of Jesus, he was in joy, and of course, peacefully he went.
所以弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督从死里复活，给你带来最大的祝福就是有永生的盼望。
So friends, brothers and sisters, recognize this, that Christ's resurrection gives us the greatest hope in this world.
所以好好活着。
So live eternally.
让你的生命没有浪费，而且可以成为荣耀神的器皿。
Do not waste your life on vain things, but live your life in righteousness.
就像保罗所说的，无论做什么事情， 就为了荣耀他而做。
So as Paul says, everything I do, I will glorify our Lord.
而且求主帮助我们弟兄姊妹，请你记得你现在做的每一件事情。
Lord, we want to remind you, brothers and sisters, every single action that we take today,
神都记录着。
God is seeing, God is recording.
不要让他对你的生活，对你的生命产生不舒服的感觉。
Do not bring grievance to the spirit of what you're doing.
所以我在这里要告诉我们弟兄姊妹，如果今天在你的生命里面有什么地方谁得罪你的，我建议你赶快赦免那种人。
So friends, anything that you're doing, if you have bitterness or resentment against somebody, you need to go and address that.
你如果还把那些仇恨、怨恨、讨厌放在你心中，你心中就用魔鬼在里面辖制你，而且你就走不出来。
And if you harbor all that bitterness, resentment, you harden your heart and the enemies around you and you're going to be trapped.
你不要等说耶稣会来接我哈。
Yeah, don't wait till and say like Jesus is going to come for me.
可能魔鬼会先来找你。
Because first and foremost, the enemy might be coming for you first.
哇，那是很可怕的事情。
And that would be a very horrific thing.
我讲的好像是又跟复活节不一样，其实这些都是真的话，弟兄姐妹。
I know these words may not sound very Eastery, but friends, these are words of truth.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们很高兴今天有好多位弟兄姊妹要在神的面前立约。
We're excited to know that there's so many brothers and sisters here this morning that's going to get baptized.
我盼望。
But I hope.
今天跟神立约的人，也让所有的弟兄姊妹已经跟主耶稣立约的人，再一次提醒我们自己。
So we hope that this message will not just encourage those, but encourage everyone here to stay in this faith and walk.
让我们再次被提醒我们跟耶稣立的约是怎么样的一个约。
May we remind ourselves of this covenant that we have with Christ Jesus.
求主帮助。
Lord help us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，求你就帮助我们，让我们今天在主你的爱里面认识耶稣基督从死里复活，让我们在主你的爱里面再次被提醒，主耶稣，你无所不在，你无所不知，你无所不能。主，你现在在上天下地整个宇宙当中掌王权居首位，你更眷顾每一位你所爱的孩子。因此求主帮助，让我们依靠圣灵，按照圣经的真理，能够活出耶稣基督的样式。我们多么的盼望有一天主耶稣亲自来接我们的时候，我们就喜乐，我们就平安，我们就放心的跟着主耶稣走。主啊，求你就垂听我们的祷告。主啊，在这里求你赐福我们在座的每一位，在你的面前没有一个是被你落掉的，每一位都是你所珍惜的，你所拯救的，你要带回天家的。主啊，你帮助我们，垂听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen. Gracious Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your resurrection, Lord. And Lord, as the word and your message have shared with us today, Lord, may we live our life in Christ every moment. May we recognize your resurrection is the greatest hope for each and every one of us, Lord. Lord, may we walk continuously with your spirit and guidance, Lord, and walk into righteousness and all the way to eternity. And we pray that the day that we leave this earth, Lord, that you would come and receive us, Lord.But Lord, so Lord, we pray that we focus our eyes on the things of what you're calling us to do and go after that, Lord. And may we recognize the greatest blessing, Lord, you have resurrected for us, Lord, so that we would be one day resurrected too. And may we see each other in glory. We pray this and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我在这里告诉我们一件事情，我们恩光教会要做两件事情。第一件事情什么呢？我们每一个主日的晚上在这里有特别的祷告会。那个祷告会是什么呢？如果你心里觉得不舒服的，你心里面有作难的，甚至你觉得有邪灵的，请你记得，如果你觉得不舒服的，你觉得你需要清的，你礼拜天晚上，就今天晚上7点钟来这里聚会，我们要 为你祷告。还有第二件事情，就是我们这一次的灵修会，我们要做一个属灵大扫除，我们也盼望所有的弟兄姊妹都能够来参加。那是做一个属灵大扫除一个很好的方式。我相信你们每一个人如果身体不舒服，或者身体觉得很流很多汗，你都会洗澡，对不对？如果你流很多汗不会去洗澡的人，有没有？大概不会吧。臭得不得了，你会舒服吗？你不舒服，对不对？但是弟兄姊妹，有时候我们的心灵里面臭得不得了，我们就把它放着。我在这里要告诉我们诸位，耶稣基督的宝血要洗涤你，所以求主帮助我们愿意被洗涤，不然的话你带着臭气，耶稣不要你。求主帮助我们，这是我们恩光教会要帮助弟兄姊妹的很重要的事情。对不对？好像把喜乐的气氛就冲破了，是不是？不是，这是非常重要的喜乐的事情。
Friends, we wanna encourage you to join us in two things that our church will provide. So every evening on Sundays in our church, we provide a prayer ministry here, where we just want to pray over you, especially if there's discomfort within you because of your soul and your spirit, or maybe you feel like you might be demonized by spirits. We want to come here and be able to pray you and set you free and deliver you. We really highly encourage you, do not hold off and wait on that. If you feel like you need prayer, come in the evening and we will pray over you. Second thing we want to encourage you is that this family retreat that's happening in the end of June, we are going to really go through a spiritual cleanup work. That's going to be in our, for ourselves. Because friends, I know that some of us, we might feel like we do this constantly often, but you have to realize this. If you were dirty, if you were sweating, would you not take a shower? So then why you say, oh, I took a shower, you know, I did this a while ago. Because constantly we are in this world and we're going to be attached with darkness. And sometimes we need to examine ourselves and be able to release and let go so that we can move forward as living ambassadors of Christ.
我在这要请我们弟兄姊妹现在站起来，我们唱一首非常棒的诗歌，叫做万福源头，中文是翻译，但是英语讲得很好。英语是什么呢？英语是那个 come thou fountain， 那个什么呢？那个水泉啊，是谁呢？是耶稣自己，他愿意启迪我们。我们唱这首诗歌，盼望我们能够亲近他。我们来。
Thank you.
谢主，我们要在主人面前献上感恩。现在让我们一起来祷告，就我们再次将这首诗献在你面前，表达我们在你面前的祷告。主，我们真的是需要你这个永福的泉源洗涤我们。主，你不但用你的血，用清水要洗涤我们，你要用你的宝血洗涤我们。主，我们知道唯有你的宝血可以洗涤我们的污秽，让我们在你面前说，主啊，我们愿意顺服，求主帮助，求主带领，求主赐福，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And so as we have sang this hymn, it be our prayer in our hearts. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for you. Lord, you have came and you are our font, Lord. And Lord, you have washed us clean and you have cleansed us, Lord. Not just by water of baptism, but Lord, by your blood, you have cleansed us of our sins and our wrongdoings, Lord. So Lord, as we meditate upon this, Lord, may our mindset be fixed, Lord, that in your eyes we are righteous, Lord, because, Lord, of what you have done in your resurrection, Lord. So Lord, may we live our life purified once again. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.